Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to meet with you once again, and it's another day closer to the time when our blessed Lord will come back and take over this earth and solve the problems that man cannot solve. And I also would like to welcome once again, because we mentioned last week, but mention again, we're so glad to have all you listening from all over the world, wherever you are. Some of the newest places we got that are listening at Thailand, and we are so glad you're there. And then we have India. It was another place that they're starting to listen, and we're so happy about that. And then Switzerland also. So to that country, we're so glad that, and this was one of the countries that the text that we use in our authorized King James Bible was passed on in Switzerland hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And so we're so glad that we have listeners from Switzerland and wherever you're at. We have them from Israel and from Russia and then from the United States also. And so we appreciate the fact that you're listening. And this program is to uphold the Bible as God's Word. We believe God gave it, and particularly the received text, which is translated into the King James Bible. And it was based on many translations in the past that have come down to us. It's the old Latin italic text, the Gothic text, the Syriac Peshitta text, Aramaic text, and all of these very, very ancient Bibles that have a great degree of agreement, and the King James based on these. It was called the received text, and it's the text that God has preserved. And, of course, in the Old Testament, it's the Hebrew Masoretic text that was not the more modern edited one, but the one that came down to us from the prophets in the Old Testament. I think it'd be good to quote the scripture verse that says, "This is my covenant with Jacob. The words that I speak unto thee shall not depart out of thy mouth, or out of the mouth of thy seed, or out of the mouth of thy seed, from this generation forever." And God was saying to the Jewish people that they would always have the true words of God by that scripture verse. And so our Old Testament in the King James is based on the Hebrew Masoretic text. Of course, the New King James has been edited and it's something different. It's not simply an update of the King James. It's used also the readings of corrupt text also. But today, I'm so glad to have with me Pastor Al Davis and pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church, a great big help to me. And so he's going to give his announcements, and then also he will give a report on science in the Bible. I also want to mention this before he gives his report, but I am going to be holding a prophecy conference at the end of the month at Lighthouse Baptist Church on County Line Road. And it's in Medina, Ohio, or near Wadsworth. What's the local name for that town?
It's located in Copley at the corner of Medina Line Road and Ridgewood Road.
Yeah, and
just south of Route 18.
Okay. Do we have the dates there?
June 26th through 28th. Okay. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, that was the latest one that I gave you?
Correct.
Okay. And on Friday night, I believe they're going to serve a meal about 6 o'clock, and then I'll be speaking at 7, and then that's Friday. Then Saturday, what time do we have there on Saturday?
Saturday, they're having a meal at 2 o'clock, and then you'll be speaking at 3 o'clock.
Okay, and then Sunday?
The morning service at 11 o'clock, you'll be speaking. They have a meal following the morning service, and then at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, I'm going to talk about what the Bible says about a lot of things that the History Channel's been talking about. For instance, aliens. They're talking about alien abductions and UFOs and the ancient civilization that they have found has been highly advanced. And they're talking about that on the History Channel. And a number of the things that they can't quite understand, where they came from and so on. But the Bible is very clear on these. So we'll be talking about also the Roman Catholic Church in prophecy, the papacy in prophecy. And finally, primarily about the Lord Jesus Christ in prophecy. The Bible says that the Word of God is the testimony of Jesus. That's what it's all about, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that you can come out to that church, and it's Lighthouse Baptist Church then in Copley. It's near 77 and 18.
Pretty near there.
In that general vicinity, if you're from Ohio. So now I'm going to ask Pastor Al to give his report and mention his church.
All right. Well, thank you, Bruce. And I got the street address here as well for Lighthouse Baptist Church there in Copley. It's at 745 South Medina Line Road. That's 745 South Medina Line Road. And it would be located between State Routes 18 and Copley Road, about midway between the two. So if anybody's familiar with that area. And, of course, I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can find out more about Bruce or myself or other people, Marvin, who's with us today, and others by going to Bruce's website here for the program at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And there's also some information about Bruce's upcoming prophecy conference there. And also links over to our radio program Live with Pastor Al, which is here on this station every Friday afternoon from 1:30 till 2, and then every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And so you can find out all that information by going on to whereisgodsword.com. And, of course, Bruce likes me to mention something about science in the Bible. I like to talk about that, too. And this is something here that we may have touched on this some time ago, but we have a lot of new listeners. And I wanted to bring this up in Ecclesiastes chapter number 1. The Bible says in verse number 7, "All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again." And, you know, you would think about it if you're just looking at the rain. We've had a lot of rain here lately in Northeast Ohio and other parts. We had that tropical storm Bill that just impacted Texas here in the last couple of days and is headed this way, the remnants. And you wonder, where does all that rain come from? Millions, again, billions of gallons of water falling down. And where does it go? And here where we're sitting, it flows into Lake Erie. And then from Lake Erie into the Atlantic Ocean. And yet the ocean doesn't really get any deeper. And in fact, we measure the heights of mountains by how many feet above sea level. So sea level is relatively stable. So what happens to all that rain that washes into the ocean? Well, the Bible tells us that the ocean's not full. That rain, that water, goes back from where it came from again. And that's the water cycle, which we didn't understand and describe until the 20th century. And what happens is, as the winds blow across the oceans, it picks up the water vapor and it transports it up into the sky and the clouds you see, and eventually it rains down. Let me give you a couple more verses here where you can see that pretty clearly here. In Psalm 135 and verse number 7, talking about God, it says, "He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth." That's water vapor coming up from the oceans and the lakes and the rivers all around the world as that water evaporates, and also coming out of the trees. We perspire, and water evaporates from our skin, and trees and plants transpire. Water comes out of their pores and goes up into the atmosphere. God causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. And then it says, "He maketh lightnings for the rain." Well, what happens? You see a thundercloud form, don't you? That's the vapors coalescing into clouds, and then it lightnings, and what happens? Down comes the rain, doesn't it? And it flows back into the waters, into the rivers, and into the oceans, and they're not full because it goes back again. That's the water cycle right there in the Word of God. It's been there all along.
Our Lord is really wonderful, isn't he? And he made everything. All things were made by him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ who lived with us on the earth for 33 years and was born 2,015 years ago. And the Bible says that he upholds all things by the word of his power, holding the universe by his power. And so we thank the Lord for that. You know, we stand on the authorized Bible, and that's what this program is. Not only we believe the Bible, but we believe we have the Bible. It says we can look into the perfect law of liberty, and thy word have I hid my heart. And so we believe that we have it. But, you know, we've been running this program for a period of time. And why is it today that people don't believe that they have the word of God? What do you think holds them back from believing this? I'm going to ask Brother Al, because he mentioned some things to me and I thought were very interesting.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I think it varies from person to person. A lot of times, it just doesn't know. That was my case when I was presented with some facts and some information about the two streams of Bible texts, the Antioch and the Alexandrian. That's what convinced me. Sometimes I think what happens is when people are exposed to this information, they're really not sure what to make of it because, you know, a lot of the Bible seminaries and the big name radio and TV preachers, they don't talk, but they ignore it. And oftentimes they're told that if you think the King James is the preserved word of God in the English language and the other versions are not, you're a kook. And people don't want to be thought of as a kook. I think of one case where a guy was nearing retirement, and he was presented with, I'm trying to think which book it was. I believe it was Douglas Stauffer's book, One Book Stands Alone. And he was challenged to read the book, and he tried to avoid it for a while, and then he finally read a little bit of it. And the guy that shared the book with him was asking him what he thought about it, and the young assistant pastor overheard their conversation. He said, "Oh, anybody that's King James only, they think that's the only Bible you should use, you're a kook," and started saying that kind of stuff.
You know, as you mentioned that, I thought we ought to mention some of the kooks that believe that. That was D.L. Moody, and we've read what he said. Charles Spurgeon, mm-hmm. Billy Sunday, and DeWitt Talmadge, and all these guys we've quoted here on the program that were King James only. And if you're not that, then you mean you believe in Bibles that contradict each other in thousands of places? I think somebody believed like that was more of a kook than somebody believed that they had God's word when God said he'd give it to them. Go ahead, preacher.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you could add in R.B. Ouellette, who's probably one of the most sought-after speakers in the Independent Fundamental Baptist movement today. Who also wrote an outstanding book on the King James Bible. But getting back to that pastor, you know, I think one of the big things is when faced with the information and looking at the fact that he was nearing retirement, he didn't want to take a stand on the issue because even if he was convinced of it, he was going to retire, and everybody was going to say, well, you know, he's gotten old, he's got senile, you know, he's demented, he's a kook. He's a kook because all of a sudden, after all these years, you know, he's jumped on the King James only bandwagon. He must, you know, old age has set in and he's lost his marbles. And I really do think that peer pressure affects a lot of people. They don't want to be thought of as a kook.
Thank you, and that's probably it, but I mean, that's a very easy way to do it. Instead of doing the research for yourself, you just call names. And by the way, if you at your church would like somebody to come and speak, you could let us know, and I can come myself or somebody else, Brother Yal, or I have other preacher friends that are very much informed on this, and I'd be glad to come and speak on it at your church. I've been doing this for years. And also, even if you're a student at your college, if they have the, if they dare to do it, I would be glad to go and debate any of your professors at your college on this subject, including your Greek professor. And I remember one time when I had a debate at a leading evangelical college with the Greek professor, and he he couldn't answer the questions, and he was just all he was getting mad and angry, you know. And you know, if these people would dare, we would be glad to debate them in any of the colleges that maybe you attend. It's very easy to get up and to fool 19-year-old kids with your so-called wisdom and knowledge and something. But, I mean, why don't you stand up against some man that's been involved in studying this subject for a while? So this, and instead of just listening to somebody calling names, why not do the research for yourself? We have done it. And I've last 30 years, I've been reading every book on the subject from every conceivable point of view, because this is the most important subject in the world, and that is the Word of God. Where is it? What is it? And these translations do not agree with one another. They come from separate texts. Marvin was just on vacation, and he stopped in at a church on Sunday morning, and he was telling me on the way here, and I'm going to ask him to just tell what happened there.
Before I relay that story, I'd like to read one portion of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says, "For God is not the author of confusion." So God is not the author of confusion. So my wife, as Bruce said, my wife and I were traveling this past weekend. We went to celebrate this dear gentleman that was our youth director years ago. He just turned 100 years old. And as we were leaving on Sunday morning, we happened to stop by a little Baptist church, which we like to do if we're traveling, and stop by and go to worship service. So we went into their Sunday school class. And in their Sunday school class, they had a manual that had both the King James Version and the NIV Version, the New International Version. And as we were sitting in the Sunday school class, and one person would be reading from the NIV, and the other person would be going from the King James, and going back and forth, and even though that they had been going to church for a long time, you could just see the confusion that these two different translations here brought about. And then in the worship service, the preacher was preaching, and he was saying that, well, this word is in this version, but this word is in another version. And I could just see or feel the confusion that this was making because of these different translations being used. Now, I agree with Bruce, and I've had a privilege of sitting under Bruce's teaching for a long time, and I understand the manuscript evidence and all that particular teaching. But simply from the idea that the confusion that these different versions cause. And I think that, as I read before, God is not the author of confusion, but something is. And I think this is these different translations, and this is the devil trying to confuse God's people. And I think it has worked in a sense. Years ago, the devil tried to destroy the Word of God physically, so that people couldn't have it. In our time, what the devil has done was cast doubts upon the Bible. The name of this program is Where is God's Word? And I wonder if many people really know where it really is. And I believe it resides in our King James Version. And it was an experience to see that confusion firsthand this past weekend. And I tried to relay that to Bruce, and I thank you that I could relay it to you. But God is not the author of confusion. God has given us His perfect Word of God, and we have it right before us. And we could study it, and we could learn it. And through it, we could have a closer relationship to Him. As we were going to that Sunday school class, they talked a lot about religion. And the only thing I really said is we don't have religion, because we have a relationship. And the only way we could have that relationship is through His Word. The only way we could build upon that relationship is through His Word. And we know we have it, and God has promised He would preserve it, and He would always have it. And it is a pillar and ground of the truth. And I just praise God for the opportunity to relay that little story to you.
Thank you, Marvin. And you did a great job of saying that. And I was thinking myself, I stopped at a church and I was on my way to speak somewhere and on a Sunday morning, and they had reading where they all read it together, or they read it apart. And so everybody was reading this from his different translation. And man, I mean, it's on like a real, some kind of the Tower of Babel or something in miniature. I mean, it was really something. We only have a short time. I want to read from this scripture today, and it deals with the subject of the Bible. It says, Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You see, the problem is in the Greek departments, they're listening to the theories, the sagging theories of unsaved people. And the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them if they're not saved. Let me give an example. Mr. Thayer, who a lot of people follow in his lexicons and so on, he is a Unitarian. He denies that Jesus is God. He is an unsaved heathen. And yet they're listening to him. And we could go down. Even Strong was part of a committee that put a statement in the ASV of 1901 that the worship of the blind one is the worship not of Jesus Christ, the Creator, but of the worship of the creature. And so he was on the committee that made that statement in a footnote that Jesus was just the creature, not the Creator. And so many of the people in these Greek departments, they're not even saved. And evangelicals are listening to their sagging theories using them. And that's why one of the things we want to do is advertise books here. We don't make any profit or money from these things, but we do them because we want the message to get out. And this book, when one college president read this, he simply dumped the whole Greek department and got rid of it after reading this book. It's called Hazardous Materials, and I'm going to ask Brother Al to give the where you can get this book and give the phone number. But it discusses almost every major Greek lexicon, the writers, the people that are behind these Greek texts. And so many times they'll say, well, the NIV is simply an updating of the King James. They found newer and better manuscripts and all this kind of stuff, you know. And so the whole issue is so totally confused. But this book, it's called Hazardous Materials and The Voice of Strangers. It's a masterpiece. And it will tell you all of these leading lexicon writers, tell you about them, the different Greek texts that are used, and what the people actually believed. And so the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Many of these Greek professors, although they're evangelical and saved themselves, are basing their ideas and thinking on unsaved people, ungodly people, people that deny the deity of Christ and the blood atonement, the virgin birth, and so on. And all the evidence is here. And you don't have to just take our word for it or even her word for it in Hazardous Materials. You could check up the material. It's all documented. And you could check it out for yourself. Could you give the phone number where they can get a hold of that?
Right. They can call at 276-251-1734. That's 276-251-1734. Or if you can go online, you can go to avpublications.com. That's avpublications.com. And of course, all that information is at Bruce's site at whereisgodsword.com. And so I guess when in doubt, check out whereisgodsword.com and you can follow the links to that.
Let me finish this. It says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now hang out with sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So a lot of times there's people that haven't the faintest idea what they're talking about, and so they can mock. It's very easy to call names and ridicule and mock. And God says, blessed is the man that that does not do that. But it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Well, if you delight in God's law, you have to have it. And everywhere the Bible teaches God, we preserve it. And it says, thy word have I hid my heart. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And so we're to meditate in God's word. We're to think about God's word. He shall be like a tree that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I know at Al's church there was some very elderly people there, and they were the most enthusiastic Christians you would meet anywhere. But how come? Because they were reading God's word. And you don't have to be a dried-up Christian. You can be an excited, vibrant Christian by reading and meditating on God's Word. And we have it in the Authorized King James Bible. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.